Hey Rod, are you ready to go balls deep in sports?
Hey, welcome to another episode of Balls Deep Sports, the premium Blackout Tips podcast where we talk about sports and sports culture and all that good stuff. Of course, I'm never in here by myself when I do this. I always have my co-host, and that's my man Justin. What's up, Justin?
Man, I'm just keeping it crazy, sexy, cool.
Mm-hmm. On the TLC tip. It looks like it's another week, man, but we can't start the show till we start the song. So,
you know how go. When I go in the ball pit of Cheesy Charlie's and I sink all the way down to the bottom and you can't find me?
That deep?
That's right, Dad.
I'm talking about balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about
balls deep in love.
I'm talking about
balls deep.
I'm talking about try pump her positive traits.
Give her pound into her feelings. Make her south mouth salivate.
He tired of
all you listening.
We're not talking just the dripping.
Thank you, Scottie Pippen.
No problem. Just here dropping off an application. Players in my day didn't make as much as they do today.
Sorry to hear that. Where was I?
You're
talking about
balls deep.
We're talking about
balls deep
in love. I'm talking about
balls deep.
My boy's talking about balls deep. We're talking about balls deep
in love. Yeah, dog, it's balls deep time, man. So I guess we should get right into it. First thing we gotta talk about is we always kind of recap the previous week in the NFL and talk about what we saw, what we've been into, man. Our show, man, is starting to get really prophetic at this point, because routinely on Sundays I'm getting hit up like, yo, y'all talked about this player and that matchup and all this stuff, man. So feels like, it feels good to be smart, man.
Man, we actually know what we're doing. We should come up with a new sport and rank, well, not necessarily rank, but rate how right we are compared to how wrong everyone else is.
If only that didn't take an infinite amount of time, that would be awesome to see how much more right we are.
I wasn't looking at anybody else's stuff. I'd just be like, oh, right about that, right about
right.
that.
Probably right.
I won.
I bet they were wrong. We talked about Seahawks Cardinals last week because that was a Thursday night game. So I guess we should go ahead and talk about this Thursday night game, which of course was the Panthers whoop it up on the Bucks.
That's 2 weeks in a row.
First of all, did you know? I didn't know this. The Panthers have won 8 of their last 11 games. Does it feel like that to you?
No.
in Charlotte, North Carolina?
No.
It doesn't feel like that. Like, if you guys could live here in Charlotte, North Carolina, y'all would be like, I can't believe that this team has any signs of hope the way their fans talk about them,
especially the way they talk about Cam. And I'll say this, like, when that year we went to the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. all prior to that, bad season or not, you consistently saw people with Panthers gear, summer, winter, didn't matter, just year round Panthers gear. A year after they lost in the Super Bowl, people stopped wearing their Panther stuff. And mm-hmm. when they got Cam, Panther gear came back out when Cam was drafted. The Panthers gear was out, dog.
Yeah. They're so reactionary, man. So, as someone who's been telling people they need to calm down and, I wish the Eagles had somebody like Cam Newton, dude. Like, he'll be the perfect player to run the shit that we're running right now.
Man, the Eagles.
We'll be a beast, dog.
Y'all should get Whedon. Like, y'all need anybody right now.
Whedon? Which one? The one from Cleveland?
Yes.
No. I'm not even giving up on Vic or anything like that. I just know that his future is not bright because of his injuries and his age. Like, I'm just expecting that he can't keep this up. There's no game where he's going to play a full 16 games plus the playoffs. It's really too much watching. It's stressful. When you watch him in the game, I get stressed out because I'm like, come on, man, just, you know, just slide, dog. Just get out of bounds. Just don't, like, I'm constantly saying shit like that after every single play. So I really don't want to see the dude, try to helm this team for the foreseeable future. They need to start grooming the next guy, and it's not Nick Foles. We need an athletic quarterback that can run this fucking offense, man. I've been hearing people try to downplay it to be like, well, Nick Foles could kind of run it. And, you know, I mean, I was like, that looks cute against the Bucks, but, you know, it looks cute against the Giants, but the shit is not cute when it's actually against a good team that is trying to beat you.
Yeah, we saw what happened last week.
Yeah, Dallas was like, fuck, because people, like, if for people that watched that game, he didn't get that concussion till late in the third.
Yep.
So don't even try to put the, like, oh, you know, he wouldn't have got hurt. This nigga got hurt in late in the third and had put up a total of 3 points. Nah, dog.
Yeah, the game was over with then.
Yeah.
And that's why I say y'all need Wheaton, because even though Vic might be back this week,
mm-hmm.
he might finish this game. I feel like he's rushing back. I feel like he should take another week off. Especially mm-hmm. now that Foles has that concussion. Yeah. I take another week off.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, I don't know enough about Wheaton to really say what his skill set is and if he can run. Like, I haven't really seen him rush the ball like that. And I feel like that's a skill set that you need to have if you're going to play in that offense, because if the quarterback's not a running threat, I don't think the defense will respect him.
Oh, I'm more or less just saying y'all need another quarterback. I know Wheaton not the answer. He's not Cleveland's answer.
Yeah, I was going to say, when I saw him, I didn't see, but I, you know, I don't follow college football really. So I was like, maybe Justin knows something about the dude. I don't know.
I like his name. He has weed in it. you know what I'm saying? So, yeah. But Vic, if I was him, I would take another week off, for two reasons. Cause you know, you got to do things. Everything you do has to serve two purposes. the first reason I would take it off is, A, I want to make sure I'm back 100%. I'm not rushing back. I don't want to have this nagging, you know, because you'll rush it back at 90%.
Yeah, but can Vic ever get to 100%?
Right, so take this other week off.
I feel like he could take a season off, and he's still going to get hurt the next game he plays.
He gonna get his check in or take it off. And, two, it'll prove everybody you got behind me, it was quarterback controversy over the summer, really? Mm-hmm. Give me my money. As a matter of fact, I want to raise at the end of the year.
I feel like he proved it already. And
he didn't.
He's reaching that threshold where he has to come back or else the Eagles have to give up on the season. And it's a very fine line, which is what I said about Foles, that when people were like, should they put Foles in and all this shit? And I was like, look, if he can take that starting job from Mike Vick, he's welcome to it. But the problem is, it's a fine line because we're still in the hunt for the division. We're still, you know, in, as sorry as we are, we're still in the discussion. So we can't afford to just be like, fuck it, let's just lose. Or else if we do that, we might as well just let Foles play every game. Because we don't care. But if you actually want to see, like, stay competitive, I think Mike Vick's the only quarterback that can play. And unfortunately, we lost too many games to be like, fuck it, Vic. You know, prove your point. Let's take another loss.
No, but right, that's from the fans' perspective. But I'm saying, if I'm Vic, to prove my point that I'm still a valuable quarterback in the league, and if I get hurt 1 week, I don't need rumors sprouting up about, well, should Vic be starting anyway? Should I be starting anyway? No, I had an injury because it's fucking football and it's a rough-ass sport. I get hurt, but when I come back, because I am that good, I need to be starting. And I prove this, that you got all these high drafted backups and they can't do shit. I'm still in.
Yeah, I just think the NFL don't work like that, because I feel like if he did that, the coaches would switch over into, oh, okay, well, why don't you just stay, you know, off the field? We'll just work with the young talent because you're older. We don't want to pay you. We don't want you back. You can go somewhere else and try to impress them, but like, you might be losing your opportunity to even do that, because they might be like, we're not putting you back on the field, and the other teams are going to be like, why didn't Mike Vick get back on the field after he got pulled a hamstring? He should have been back in 2 weeks.
See, this is the 1 week he can do it, because Foles has a concussion. He can't come back. He's not coming back next week.
But we can't, because we're playing the Giants, and if we lose to the Giants, it's another division loss. Like, we can't afford to fuck around. Like I said.
Yeah, but do you risk hurting Vic over the Giants? They got one victory.
No. We're not competing with the Giants for the, we're talking about the Dallas, possibly the Redskins are, cause somebody from my division.
It's gonna be the Redskins, not Dallas. Dallas gonna, they implode anyway.
I think Dallas is at the top of our division right now.
Yes. And they implode every year.
Yeah. But I'm just saying we can't afford to rest on our laurels and be like, fuck it. Like, at least Vic can't, to be like, I'm gonna prove a point. Like, if he's anywhere close to being able to play, he got to come back. It's just a fact. You know, it's a matter of fact. Like, if he don't want to, it's only going to hurt him because people going to start being like, well, shit, now we're 3-5. Fuck it. Why don't we just put the young dudes in and see what's up with that? You know,
he got to get that doctor. He got to go meet with the doctor saying, hey, it's not feeling right. Can you look at it again? The doctor going to look at it. He going to be like, does this hurt when you do? Yeah. Oh, you're stretching it. Oh, wait, it's
this
still...
seems like some shit where you think is a good idea for my team, but not yours. Like, this is, I don't think this is really a good idea. Like, I think if we were talking about RG3 and Cousins, you'd be like, nah, he gotta play, cause fuck that.
Yeah,
you
get that damn play.
Right, so. Suck yeah, it's my team, with my team, I feel like, don't try to prove your point, just go win the game. You know, winning the game will prove the point way more than sitting on the bench for another loss. Not to mention the bullshit they'll try to start behind that with the whole, he could have played, you know.
Yep. But see, that's why if you get the doctor behind them, they might challenge it, but at the end of the day, hey.
Nah, I feel like all black quarterbacks are like RG3, where they be like, nope, let me play. I don't care if my knee don't work. I know y'all niggas coming for my job.
Just put some tape on it.
Right. But, speaking of keeping playing, man, yeah, Cam Newton, it's not a lot to say about this game other than, Steve Smith continues to be not good. He is not good anymore, man. You know, I know he's talking about fighting people and shit after the game, but that's almost like some shit you do when you know you want to distract from the fact that you're not good no more.
Old man tactics.
Yeah, so like he threatening to fight people like Lance at the gym and shit, but you look at the box score, it's like, Steve, man, you had another below 50-yard performance, no touchdowns. Like, what happened to you, dog? Like, we used to get count on you for a good 300 or 400+ yard games every season without fail. Like, Steve Smith was gonna have a Steve Smith game where you like, yo, he had 190 yards out of nowhere. Those games are gone, man. What, like, his stat line looked like one flat ass bar of 50 yards all the way throughout the season. So, yeah, man, dude just,
Now, let me ask you this, because I don't watch the Panthers. Yeah. I might catch 10 minutes of their games if I do. But is it that they really are putting two on Steve?
No, it's not that, man.
And
like,
not forcing it, or he's just not even open?
He not open like he used to be, man. Like that, you know, that separate. And then he drops passes sometimes. He's just not what he used to be. And this is not his fault. He's getting older. It's the fault of the team, because he's still serviceable. And if they would have drafted an actual wide receiver that could play, you know, the number one wide receiver position at this point, then Steve Smith would still be open because he had a second best cornerback on him. You know what I mean? Like, he'd still find a way to be a problem. It's kind of like how Reggie Wayne, was able to still be effective with T.Y. Hilton out there because they had some more young talent around him. The Panthers just do not do a good job of drafting young wide receivers, and they don't get them in the, free agency. So,
man, maybe Rivera, the plays that he calling for Steve could it's not that I even like Steve.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
Let's preface it with that. I don't even care if Steve Smith does good or bad, because I don't care for him personally. But on the field, I do want to say it could be the plays, because it's hard to see an elite receiver like he was. Like you said, you can count on Steve. First downs, touchdowns, 100+ games look at the quarterbacks he had prior to Cam, and he was out there killing.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, I'm not completely discounting it, but I don't know, dude.
Scrubs they just don't get no love.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, he just
that's hey.
Yeah. He's just looking unpretty out there, you know.
But, silly hoe.
But yeah, let's get back to some more of these games. But yeah, it was pretty terrible, dog. So the Cowboys, well, we talked about this. Cowboys beat the Eagles. Can we stop the Nick Foles shit now? That's all I wanted.
Oh, it shut them rumors up real quick.
Before last week when we talked about going into this weekend, I had one goal, which was, can we stop the Nick Foles bullshit unless he's really gonna prove that he's good? So once and for all, I feel like we can walk away and go, yeah, he's not that fucking good. Calm the fuck down, everybody. It's not gonna be the Bucks out there every week. It's not gonna be the Giants out there every week. And you can't piece together parts of games and count that as you playing good. Yep. That's not how the NFL works. Where you could be like, well, he played one quarter when Mike Vick got hurt in Detroit and he threw a touchdown. So if you add that up, that's seven quarters of football. Like, that's not how football works. The team prepares for your punk ass all week after they get some film on you. And it's a little bit different. It's a little bit harder. We didn't even score 3 points until this nigga got hurt. Yeah. He got hurt and then we scored the three.
Points. He had zero points.
Yeah, fuck him. Yeah, the Panthers beat the Rams, so everybody's back on that dick. I will say this. I really like the young dude, Zach Stacy, for the Rams. He's a running back. I don't know how he stole that job because he came into the season like fourth on the depth chart. But Sam Bradford got hurt, done for the season. And what looked like a pretty crucial knee injury. So, they're going to be putting like 47 in the box on Zach Stacy for the rest of the year. I might have to trade him in all my leagues, dog. Like, this going, cause he playing Seattle this weekend.
Oh, yeah,
it's over, man.
Man, you know, Seattle, I was looking at their schedule. I was like, they had the worst fucking schedule. So you go play on a Sunday, then you play again on that Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So then you get this long break, so you come back on a Monday and then play right back again on a Sunday. Like, it seemed like it just would have been a Sunday game and then maybe the next game a Monday game. Yeah. But like why a Monday game and then another short week?
Yep.
Like, they got two short weeks.
And then they flying all across different parts of the coast and shit.
Yep.
And
like, the sad part is, who wants to fucking, then you fly back home to rainy ass Seattle?
I know.
But they do have that good weed out there.
Smoke them if you got them. The Bucks lost to the Falcons. Everybody was like really giving a lot of props to Matt Ryan and the boys for putting up 31 without their main two receivers, which is impressive, except it's the Bucks.
Kinda. Yeah, I was going to say kinda.
And
they had 23 on them.
Right. And what I was looking at was the fact that they gave up 23 points to the Bucks.
Right.
And like, Vincent Jackson had 138 yards and two touchdowns. That was kind of crazy. Doug Martin got hurt in this game and there was all kinds of rumors that he was done for the season, but now they're saying they're optimistic he'll be back. So I don't know what's going on with him.
Can I say this?
Yeah, of course.
Till you do right by me, Graciano.
Everything you touch.
Yeah, everything. Even the Falcons, you can't win.
Yeah. Even with everybody hurt. With everybody,
you know what I'm
hurt.
Saying? Even the Falcons.
Dog, Graciano's a piece of shit, man. Every single game they lose now, I love how the discussion turns to whether or not he's going to get fired.
And it should be.
The announcers be like, well, you know, Glennon is having a pretty bad day out here today, and we cut over to Shiano, and he's looking at some plays here. It's gotta be frustrating for him. You know, hopefully he has a chance to turn it around. Like, once they start talking about, like, hopefully he'll be able to turn it around at some point. That hopefully means he might be fired tonight, or he might be fired in 2 weeks.
And here's the thing, we talked
or the
about
off season.
We talked about this at the beginning of the year season. He was gonna get fired.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said he'd go back to college. I said, and I would have to personally stay and try to find another NFL job.
Mm-hmm.
But I somewhat agree. I could see him taking his head between his tail.
Dog.
Going back to college. But how soon could he get a job?
Listen, though. He has proven what kind of character he has.
No, I agree. So
he can't go to pros. Like, he gotta go to school because college, that's acceptable for a coach to throw a player under the bus to save himself. Shit, it's damn near a rite of passage.
Right, but who?
In the pros, that shit is like, you know, it's a real bad look. So I feel like some college football program will give him a job.
Who's hiring him, though? Because even Steve Spurrier had to go back and support Clowney. Like, oh, you know what? I'm fucking up the money here. let me go back, take some things back, cause.
How many colleges are there with football programs? There's so many more compared to the NFL.
I'm just saying, if I'm a kid and he comes to my school, I'm transferring. And I'm letting it be known why.
Well, you know that the NCAA don't allow you to transfer just like that all the time. Like,
I can sit out of here.
The incoming coach had to approve it sometimes too.
I can sit out of here.
Okay. All right. If you believe in it that much, I think
And here's the thing. If you bring it up to any NFL scout, well, you missed your freshman year. You chose to sit out. What happened? You saw Chano in the league. I didn't want that happening to me.
I just
you saw that.
I get the principles of it. I just think that the reality of it, 99% of players are going to stay. Most universities with an opening will take him. So he'll be back.
Oh, fuck him.
He's terrible, dog. He's a snake, man. He leaked a man's drug test shit, and it wasn't for real drugs.
Man, he should be sued. It should be some type of legal recourse where he could get sued for that.
That's so fucked up to be like, he was on drugs, y'all. Really? He failed a drug test? Mm-hmm. What, for what? Weed? Nah. Coke? Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just know he failed.
Meth? I don't think it was meth.
I don't know.
Well, let me see the results.
He had to be doing something, though. I mean, look something. At him. He's a black man.
It was some drugs. I mean, it was definitely some drugs. This says Ritalin. huh? What?
Yeah, right. Drugs, right?
Yeah, that's drugs. Ritalin is a very serious situation. It's a gateway drug to harder stuff.
You did work with kids before, right?
Yeah.
You never had a kid in your program taking medication to help them concentrate on college courses.
Shout out to Henry Douglas, 149 yards and touchdown. I didn't think he was capable of that. So, I mean, Harry Douglas. We'll see what Harry does next week, but keeping an eye on that dude, because as soon as they said that Julio Jones and Roddy White was out, I was like, these niggas about to damn lose to the Bucks.
This is what he should have done. Before the Bucks game, he should have said, listen, can I get some more money? Well, we need to see you perform, see how things are going to go, blah, blah, blah. He has a game like this.
Yeah.
Can I get some more money? What can you say? And you have to do it now because this is the Bucks, so you have to do it now.
He probably should have asked at halftime.
Like, I'm not coming back out.
Yeah. He probably should have asked. He got his one touchdown with 5:32 left in the second quarter. On a 37-yard pass, he should have ran right into the tunnel. Be like, pay me, Mike Smith. Like, man, we can't do that at halftime. Pay me, or I'm not coming back.
My agent said to hold out coming back on the field.
Yeah, Tony Gonzalez, like, come on, man, I've been playing for the love, man. If you don't get your old ass out my face,
love these nuts. You out here chasing waterfalls on your retirement years.
The Bengals beat the Lions. I don't have a lot to say here, man. Calvin Johnson is a beast. AJ Green is a beast. I feel like AJ Green is this is only my opinion, people I know, whatever. He's the best wide receiver in the NFL. I'm sorry, man.
Right now, he got the best hands, yes.
Andy Dalton is terrible to me.
Yes.
And I know that people will disagree and all that shit. I think he's terrible. Like, watching him, it's hard to watch him because it really, like, I feel like if AJ Green wasn't there, Andy Dalton is Jake DeLone.
Man, and that's what I'm saying about Steve Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He was putting up numbers, not even as great as Green, but still keeping the Panthers reputable in the league. And Green is currently, Green by himself has him at a 5-2 record. Well, him and the running back.
Giovanni Bernard not killing it like that. And, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis not killing it like that. It's like, honestly, I feel like Green is one of them people that if he didn't play, the whole offense was shut down. Running game, other people, Pat, like everything was shut down about this team.
Can I say this right now, too?
Yeah.
He doesn't even look like he's trying.
He's so good.
He doesn't even look like he's trying.
Like, I don't know if people watching this shit, he be so open.
His lace, he don't need to tie his shoes up.
Dude.
He out there still in warm-ups, dog. Like, that's the effort he looked like.
This dude will run by a safety on a play, and I'll think it's a DB, because I'll be like, damn, man, he burnt that dude. Did he do a move? And then come back, I'll be like, that's a safety? How you get past the safety?
Right.
He just walked past. It's not even like he juke him. He just runs by you and then just catches the ball. And you, like, half the time, it's like you can't even tackle him because he gone, man. He, like, I don't want to invoke the name, but I'm going to have to. He reminds me of Randy Moss so much. He reminds me of Randy Moss, dude. Like, if he was on, if I was his quarterback, I'm throwing it over there every time for any reason.
I think he has the speed of Randy and the hands of Jerry.
Yeah, his Jerry hands are so good, man.
And Jerry made it look so effortless, too.
Yeah. And the only difference is he actually will, like, put his body on the line in the end zone, which Randy didn't do that. Like,
it wasn't the thought.
Randy was like, you can throw that fade up here, dog. Just chuck it up there to that corner. But Randy wasn't about to damn do no flips into the end zone and
no
shit.
No posts. Yeah, no post drops. It's corner or that's it.
You think Randy won't run out of bounds? Randy don't never be like, let me duck my head and get this tough. He'd be like, I'm gonna get out of bounds, dog.
Yeah, man. Green will run a slant.
Yeah.
Everything, man.
I love him, man. And I know it's blasphemy to say, like, he's the best, man, but let me just say he's my favorite to watch then, because Calvin Johnson got a great argument for being the best, because he puts up beastly numbers too. But
yeah, but
something about Dalton,
they got different quarterbacks though, man.
Right, it's something about Dalton that makes me be like, Green got to be the best wide receiver in the NFL, because I think Dalton's terrible. I really think, like, Dalton might be the biggest fraud in the NFL right now.
Man, listen. If you're Green, when you get to be a free agent, they're gonna sign him. They're gonna try to sign him before he even gets to be a free agent.
Yeah.
Where do you go? Because I don't stay with the Bengals. I leave, but where do I go? Do I go to Indianapolis with another young quarterback, young receiver?
Man, I don't understand why it's not a bigger location. But if I was a wide receiver and I was a free agent, I'd be trying to go to Carolina. Honestly. Cause there's no question that you're the number one receiver right away. Cause they don't know how to fucking draft.
But do I go to Seattle where I have fun? Another young quarterback.
Is the rain in Seattle fun?
No, I'm referring to at work having fun. I think
there's some other fun teams around the NFL. I don't think it's just Seattle.
Man, listen, nobody's having more fun in Seattle. I truly believe they having boat like tight parties like Minnesota in Seattle every week.
Well, there's no way I can prove or disprove that. So, I mean, if that's what you convinced is the thing to do, then do it, man. But I think
I'm just trying to name fun teams. I don't stay in Cincinnati though, is what I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
I have to go with luck. Yeah. That I get your Cam Newton approach and you the number one receiver.
Yeah. Like, I think you'll be a star. Like, a wide receiver here could immediately catapult the star status.
The players here don't look happy.
Yeah, I agree with that. But it's also because they struggling, because they don't have no wide receiver. They don't have a talent. They haven't had a talented wide receiver in a long time that wasn't named Steve Smith.
I'm just saying, it's kind of like the whole LeBron, I want to go to Miami approach. I want to go play and have fun.
Yeah.
I am the star. It doesn't matter where I go, I'm going to be the star. I want to have fun.
Yeah, I feel you. I just don't, I can't think of I don't think of the NFL the same way I think of the NBA. So, NFL seems like it's work pretty much any way you go, or else you're sorry. Like, even with the Seattle shit, like, that only seems fun because they winning. And if they were, like, you know, not winning, it wouldn't be fun. It would just suck. Like, the NFL is just so serious, man. You only get 16 games to prove your point, as opposed to the NBA, where it's kind of like, if you're on a good team, y'all gonna go, like, making it into the playoffs is nothing.
But it's like you said, if he came to Carolina, we're automatically a playoff team. If you're automatically a playoff team right now in Seattle, and a year from now, 2 years from now, I go there.
Mm-hmm. That's a long time in the NFL, though.
It's
2 years.
I get what you're saying. I'm just saying I want to go where I can have fun. And right now, based off how teams are set up right now,
Oh,
Seattle,
and,
Indianapolis.
One last thing. Seattle's about to get a lot less fun after this year anyway. Because they probably not renewing Marshawn Lynch's contract, so.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
We got Pete Carroll.
I'm just saying.
You know, I always have stripper poles in the locker room.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Just don't sleep. Y'all heard it here first. When they don't resign, dude, and they start slipping away some of these wins, some of these wins turn to losses, just remember that Beast Mode was still good when they let him go, and they ain't really got nobody on the roster like Beast Mode. They always take them type of running backs for granted, man.
Yeah. I'm not going to Pittsburgh. They can't even play video games right now in the
locker
room. You think I'm playing for Belichick?
Yeah, I think if you start picking where the funnest rosters seem, you'll just end up on some shitty teams anyway.
Man,
because, like, New York is a great city, and, you know, they got a bunch of young, cool dudes. Like, your ass will be losing like shit, man.
Like, they don't like they're having fun, though.
Eli be like, nah, you be on that field like, Eli, I'm over here!
Even when they was
winning.
Even when they was winning, they didn't look like they was having fun.
Yeah, they got Coughlin as a
Chargers. Coach. They look like they have fun. I don't even know if I would go to the Redskins, man. Like, RG3 having fun, but ain't nobody else having fun.
RG3 don't even look like he having fun no more. They took the fun out of RG3.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, I don't even know that I would go to Washington. Like, they don't.
Yeah, I just, in my mind, I can't imagine as an NFL player picking the fun team, because the NFL is not a fun sport.
What is it?
NFL No Fun League.
I would go to the Jets. They have tons of fun with Rex Ryan.
You know what? I'm dropping this topic so we can move on, but.
Cowboys.
But I would
go to Dallas.
I reject all of it except for the Cowboys. I reject every team you said except for the Cowboys, because they're the only team that consistently is suckering their fans with it. It's more about the fun than the winning. But
man,
every other team is the second you lose, it's no longer fun. And there's no other than the Cowboys, there's no team that's cool with losing like that.
Cowboys, you can slap your mama on that team. And
yeah, Cowboys, I'll give you the Cowboys. But some of them other teams, I know when they lose, it's not fun no more. Like, it's just the matter of fact, man. Like, and when they win, it looks fun, but it really isn't. Like, it's still some bullshit. Like, it's one slip up from being like, fuck you, I hate this team. Like, I don't know. But if I was AJ Green, though, I wouldn't want to stay in Cincinnati.
And maybe Green Bay.
Even Green Bay, dog. Remember when them niggas was, when Brett Favre was there and they wanted to switch over? And he was like, I'm still going to play some more. They was like, nah, man, we got Aaron Rodgers. You could go. He was like, nah. Nah, I think I'm gonna play some more. Let's go 8-8 again. It was like, shit. The Bills and the Dolphins played,
they played for a
rent. Yeah, just for fun. Just to have a good old time.
Man, just to get out and get your tan. You know, you're in Miami.
Man, why is Fred Jackson so much better than CJ Spiller? Is anybody gonna talk about this? Cause like, CJ Spiller he's falling into one of the most overrated, players for the last two or three years with the way that he keeps getting sized up because he's so fast. But, you know, beginning of this year, the coach was like, we're going to give CJ the ball as much as he can take it. Apparently, he can take it 4 to 5 times a game.
Man, he got a good PR rep, man.
Dude, stay getting hurt. Patriots played the Jets. They lost.
Hey.
Tom Brady went 22 for 46. Step back from your earphones. Turn your headsets down for a little bit, guys. He's just a man. He's just a man like you and me.
Hey, man. All I can say is, and this is from Rex Ryan, Gator bitches better be using Jimmy's. That's all I can say, man. They better be using their Jimmy's. He said no fun. Say your legs before the game.
He did.
But if you do,
hey man. So you think this means, since he told them not to be fucking their wives during the week, and they beat the Patriots by 3, you think this means no more fucking for the rest of the season? Because I feel like that right there, that'll knock the Jets off of my fun teams to go to list.
Hey, that's a good point. I forgot about that when I made that.
Yeah, that's coming off the list, dog. We ain't doing no fucking. Why did I do this? What is the point of my life? Why I work so hard?
There's no more red light specials.
Yeah. I work so hard and I can't even, get no loving, dog. I guess I had to be in the streets. That's why I had to creep.
Man, you know what happened is, man, once your boy had all those kids and couldn't name them.
Yeah.
They had to institute, a Planned Parenthood program.
NFL, no fucking league.
Planned Parenthood on the Jets. Yeah.
Yeah. No more fucking your wives, guys.
Just the way things worked out.
The Bears played the Redskins. Y'all beat them 45-41.
Shocking.
Y'all rolled up on them and, was this the game where Cutler got hurt?
Yeah.
Or did he get hurt before? I just know he got hurt,
but it was like fourth quarter when he got hurt.
Yeah, he got rolled up on, dog, and groin just all fucked up. Matt Forte had a beast game.
Yep.
91 yards, 3 TDs, man.
Yep. It continues to expose the defense every week and makes you wonder, had the defense been a little better those first few weeks,
mm-hmm,
while RG3 was still rusty.
Yep.
Would, you know, I definitely win loss column would look a little different right now.
I mean, putting up 45 points on the Bears is that's no slouch shit. And then the crazy thing was Alvin Morris had 95 yards on 19 carries, but fucking Roy Helu came in and got like 3 touchdowns.
Yeah, the backup.
Dog, like, I forgot about that nigga for a second. I was like, is this dude?
What happened was he was starting while Morris was out,
mm-hmm,
and he earned his spot in getting some more touches.
Yeah.
Unfortunately for Morris, though, it's the touchdowns.
Yeah.
Because when it comes to contract negotiations, and they say, well, you only got 10 touchdowns this last year. Mm-hmm. We see all your yards, but where are your touchdowns at? You're not finishing runs.
Alvin Morris going to be like, so can I get paid? Well, we got Roy Helu. I mean, should we really be paying you or him?
You know, he has like 30 touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean.
But what is yours at? That's besides the point. Look at all these touchdowns. He's finishing plays.
It doesn't, yards didn't seem like the hard part from where we're standing.
That's how Stewart got all that money.
Yep. And how Tolbert keep getting D'Angelo Williams touchdowns.
Why did the Panthers trade your boy anyway? Their defensive, Beeson.
I don't know. I thought he had like knee injuries and shit his whole career anyway.
Man, he went to New York and came back alive.
Yep. I knew he would, man. Plus the Panthers have like they have a wealth of like linebackers and safeties and shit this year. So they're like, we got the upfront that we could spare it. The Chargers beat the Jaguars. Not much to see here.
Yeah, they should have.
Yeah. Ryan Matthews had a great game. That was unexpected.
Man, but look at Phillip Rivers' stat line, though.
2 for 26, 285 in a touch. Yeah, Phil back. That's not, like, he's so back, it's not news anymore.
4 incompletes.
Yeah, he's so back. I saw that and went, that's Phillip Rivers' game.
I actually was surprised because I felt like he was going to have one of those revert back games. He was due. He was due.
It'll be news when he fucks up is how good he's been this year. You see what I'm saying?
He's due for a game.
Like, I have switched it to I'm only discussing Phillip Rivers when he play bad now. Because he back to being good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
is he so good he might slip up and say a curse word?
Nah. No, never. Although I do want him mic'd up now. More than ever. Yep. Gee whiz! Come on, Antonio.
Man, I ain't too proud to be it. Get that man a mic.
What the helicopter are you doing out there?
Hey, well, you got to aim for the bushes.
The 49ers beat the Titans.
Nothing to Packers, see there either.
Yeah, Packers beat the Browns. Some of these games are like, why did y'all play these? Just like it feels like if you just told the Browns, like, hey, man, look, you're going to get beat. We'll tell you right now. We will say we beat you 21-18 and you can just have that result and we walk away, or we could play the actual game. What would you rather do? I feel like they'd be like, we'll take the 21-18.
Here's the other thing, though. This was the test for the Browns, because, you know, they had those wins, back-to-back mm-hmm. wins, and we was like, they trying to lose and they winning. What's going to happen? Like, was that really a good decision?
Yeah.
But I expect them to lose Packers, but I need to see them against another good team.
Well, I will say this. The Packers did play without, James Jones, without, Cobb, and Jermichael Finley got hurt in this game on some, like, life injury shit. Not even some, like they was on some, like, I had to drop it from my fantasy team because I was like, I was looking at the news, like, I was like, okay, well, I saw him take that hit. He got a concussion a couple games ago. So maybe that, you know, maybe it's a couple weeks before he returns. And the first injury report I saw was like, he's still in IR, but he's starting to feel some
looking for donors.
Sensations, in his extremities. I was like, oh, that's not good. Then I was like, well, you know, sometimes you go to the hospital and you know, catch the ambulance or whatever. And, you know, they keep you in there for observation. Then there was like the next day, I was like, well, the good news is he got out of bed and moved around and he's still in the hospital and they're waiting to be released, but he was able to do some daily tasks. So that was good. I was like, drop.
Man, that's so vague. What is the daily task? Right. Like he raised his arm up.
Right. Like he took a shower.
First of all, we know he was assisted to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Like we know someone, the nurses.
I'm just saying, like a daily task to me is like, I took a shit. Right. So if we're applauding taking a shit, I'm feeling like I have to drop you from a fantasy roster, dog. Like it's nothing personal, but I'm not gonna sit here and wait 4 years to see if you can describe to like figure out if you're coming back or not.
I wish you the best.
Yeah, good luck, bro. Like it's a lot more serious shit than this football.
All praises to Allah.
Dude, did you know the saddest part was that his daughter had like because he got that concussion. His daughter said something about like he should quit playing football because she didn't want her daddy to get hurt.
Man, don't pull out
yet. And he like posted a video about it on like his Instagram and then went out there and got damn near killed.
Yeah, don't pull out yet.
You know what that is. That's like
she gonna need braces soon. Don't
That's though? That's that dude in every war movie that's like, yeah, this is my girl from back home. Mm-hmm. Sweet Sally Mae. She had a smile that could light up a whole cornfield. Mm-hmm. And they would call her, they would look in her blue eyes and feel like you could just be calm and go all the way back. And when we're in the middle of a shootout, sometimes I just think about Sally Mae and I look at this locket that she gave me and I read this letter and he's like, this nigga gonna die. That's exactly who gonna die.
That or Dirty Mike and the boys are going to have sex in his woman again while he go.
No.
Because they all ran through her while he was gone.
Dog. I'm just saying, any dude that does the sentimental, like, this is my little daughter. And she's the reason I even signed up to go back to Korea. You like, y'all, you are going to die. Like, you can't talk like that. Because people that talk like that always be the ones that die. Like, you got to, it's always the dude that be like, what about you, man? You gonna tell us about your sweetheart? Get some sleep. Then he like roll over and go to sleep. That dude lives forever.
Right.
Like, that's Brett Favre, Peyton Manning, like, them people don't ever, I don't know if Peyton Manning has a family. Them niggas don't never get sentimental, man. Always be them dudes talking about, my son, now your ass hurt.
They ain't never been in none of their children's births.
Right? Like, I don't want to see my kids. They're like, you got some pictures of your kid in your locker? Man, I don't keep my kids' pictures here. Stop talking about it.
Like, actually, what's going on is the doctors and her are in the back of the stadium. If she don't have a baby here, I don't know where she's going to have it.
You don't never hear Peyton Manning might not make the game for the birth of his child. Peyton be like, y'all don't need to know all that, man. Y'all ask me about the game. Y'all want to talk about practice.
How the hell I'm going to make my child life better by being at the birth? They can't even see. But I'm supposed to make their life better by being at the birth. How the fuck my wife gonna know I'm there when she all hyped up on the epidural medication? She's not even my wife. This my baby mama. How the fuck I'm supposed to get money and I'm at the hospital at her vagina, which I've seen a million times.
We sitting here, I'm supposed to be a franchise player, and we in here talking about birthing?
Birthing.
Not... not their life. Not their life. Not their every, the real life that they live every day, but the birth.
We talking about the woman that's supposed to love me. She's supposed to be my rock, but I'm now supporting her at a routine procedure.
Come on, man.
Come on, man. I seen chicks get sent home that same day after birth, and we talking about missing a game.
Right.
We talking about missing a game. It's affecting the playoffs.
For the birth. The Texans, speaking of missing the game and missing the playoffs, two niggas are 2-5, dog.
Man,
Arian, what happened?
This is what Arian Foster needs to do. Because he needs to get one of those nice fancy suits he got.
Mm-hmm.
Get him a nice bow tie. Come up with some numbers,
mm-hmm.
some stats. Make Michael Smith disappear. And just start showing up on the set of ESPN. Memorize some movie quotes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Aim for the bushes. Yeah. Just memorize some movie quotes. Say Michael Smith ain't been right since they seen him in Debo Chicken Coop. He'll start getting that check, dog. It's a lot easier on his body. His reputation will look better.
I tell you this much. Wonder why he be calling his ass no Uncle Tom then. Won't nobody be saying no damn Arian Foster Michael Smith, no Uncle Tom. Get your ass rolled up on. I don't give a fuck who you think you is.
Yep.
Start throwing them words around the big ass Arian Foster. Your ass gonna have to fight. I bet you who Douglas would let that shit go that night.
I bet you he will never raise his voice ever again. I'd be quiet.
Yeah.
But when Arian leave, I'd be talking again.
Take off them damn big ass Clark Kent glasses and be like, the fuck you call me?
Yo, Arian show up and be like, yo, dog. She got on my lunch today, homie.
Dude, Arian Foster is such a Superman, dude. Cause like, you ever see when he was talking about fantasy football and he got offended for real? Cause they was like, hey man, I don't know what's going on with your legs. You need to get back on the field. And he took them glasses off. I was like, what? I was like, oh shit. Like, dude, he is not the dude for that shit, man. Yo, don't let that bow tie fool you.
Have you ever seen his brother on TV too?
Oh, I haven't seen his brother. He got a brother?
Yes. Ratchet as hell.
Oh, hell.
Like, ratchet as hell. Like, Derrick Rose, ratchet as brother.
Damn. Nah, I didn't even know he had a brother, man. But I can imagine, dude. Big ass nigga. Steelers beat the Ravens. What's going on with the Ravens, man? What is up with y'all? Didn't y'all just win the Super Bowl?
Hey, man. Give me my money. That's all Flacco say. Is my check cash at the bank?
Right.
Oh, we good, yeah.
Another game, Ray Rice touched the ball 15 times.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
That's a winning recipe, man.
I couldn't be a Ravens fan, dude. Well, I say that as an Eagles fan, but it's worse with the Ravens because they actually had a potential to win it all the time. But right. They every fucking week, it's like they forget how they won. It's like, how did we win last week? Well, I believe we ran the ball 25 times with Ray Rice.
You know,
how are we going to do it this week? Probably give him the ball like 5-10 times.
Maybe it's us expecting too much out of the coach and Rice. Yeah. Maybe Rice got it in his contract. Like, listen, y'all not going to run me to death. I'm trying to extend my career.
Right.
Maybe he
don't want to be out there.
Right. It's like, I'll run it 20-20 this game. Next game, oh, no. You know I ran it like 25 times last week, right? You know it's, no, it's no more than 12.
Ray Rice might be the one being like, I'm not coming back in the game.
Yeah, like I'm trying to get more than 6 years out of this.
Game of the week had to be the Colts beating the Broncos, right?
It was.
I did not see that coming. I thought Peyton was going in there throwing 17 touchdowns and being like, suck my dick. I don't like the way you talked about me, Jim Irsay.
Right.
And all of a sudden I realized that Andrew Luck don't give a fuck about no stories, dog.
Yep.
Like, he don't care about what the media thinks should be happening and who should be offended. He was like, this shit, y'all really gonna act like I'm not out here beasting?
Man, Andrew Luck showed up to the game with his hat to the back, pants sagging, and was like, yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and get this W. And matter of fact, I want his name erased out of everything that they got here in Indianapolis.
Mm-hmm.
This is my house now.
Yep.
This is my house.
He was out there like, remember me. Shout out to Reggie Wayne though, man. Dude, probably he's done for the season. Yeah. Might be career ending. I know he has one more year on his contract they were talking about, but if I know NFL contracts, normally you don't see that last year.
Man.
So if it's backloaded, he might be done. He was crying on his way out too.
I hope he does a Jerry Rice, show up and just do like a tour getting checks, but not really out there playing.
Mm-hmm.
Just get that money. Like this my now I'm working on retirement money or something like that. Just, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Just something just to get that money. Like use the system as long as you can.
Yeah, I like dude, man. Yeah, it's sad really that it's a wrap for him, but I mean it might be a wrap for him, but you know.
Here's the other thing about that Broncos game too. It exposed John Fox that he is a fucking terrible coach, which we already knew.
Yeah, we knew because we from yeah. We
but
from
Peyton been making him look so good the last 2 years.
Yeah.
And then he had teasers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it and they kept it's teasers, it's not John Fox. It could really just be well, we know it's John Fox. The other thing is, do you think Peyton a choker though? Like, did it expose him as being a choker in pressure games?
No, and that narrative needs to stop.
You won't go that far?
Nah, because like they always do this shit. It's any game Peyton Manning loses is a big game. You know what I'm saying? Like it's such a force to me because he has won a lot of big games too. But the only ones people want to talk about is the ones that he lost, which is weird to me. Cause it's like, remember when they couldn't beat New England?
Right.
And then they beat them and then people was like, it's not a big deal. I was like, the fuck does that mean? It's a big deal when they lose. It's a real big deal when they lose to New England. Like the biggest deal as in motherfuckers would be like, he not even a top quarterback. Cause they can't beat him. Then he beats him and they like, so he's supposed to. I'm like, man, I don't know what to tell y'all. It's getting a little too difficult to have this discussion. So I'll just say, I don't think he choked in a big spot or anything. I thought he played well. To be quite honest, I just got to get a Colts props. The Colts played well. They got lucky on a couple plays and they got a couple of ref calls and I was like, we calling those?
I will say this though, I guarantee you at Thanksgiving, Eli still cutting the turkey.
I don't know.
Eli still like, listen, yeah. I got two rings. You let that young boy come in here in your own house and beat you. Sit your ass down.
No.
Peyton.
No.
You don't think Eli, cause
Eli won his six though, dog. Like,
it don't matter.
Like he can't be using, I put it, he can't use the Colts loss. Like he can't, If he's cutting up the turkey, he bringing up the championships and nothing else.
Oh no, I know he. See, I know even before the discussion begins, Eli went and had the rings clean.
Yeah, he can only bring up the rings. Is what I'm saying, because if he bring up anything from this year, he got to sit his ass down.
Eli shows up with the rings in a box.
Yeah,
and sits them down on the table.
Yeah,
and puts them on in front of once everyone else arrives.
It's the only way that he can keep any mental advantage because Peyton whooped his ass this year.
Besides the point.
And
I didn't lose to the young boy.
Eli leading the league turnovers.
I didn't lose to the young boy.
Yeah, I know. I hear what you're saying, dog. But as an older brother, that shit wouldn't fly. So I just know that would never. I wish my little brother would come in there.
playing
like Eli playing right now, talking about some sit your ass down. I'm like, niggas, you serious right now?
They fighting in the yard, or if they play Madden, which I'm sure they probably will do, Eli picks the Colts just to fuck with them. Instead of him picking the Giants, he picks the Colts.
Yeah, but I feel like they already got a rule that you can't do that. Like, that's the annual Manning Bowl. You definitely got to pick your own team. Like, I feel like that's an instant disqualification. That's like admitting that you sorry. This nigga Eli though, man.
I don't think he cares.
Speaking of the last game of the week, the Vikings played the Giants in the most hilarious Monday Night Football game of all time. Eli Manning actually had 200 yards in the touch. But that's because Josh Freeman went out there and threw the ball 53 times.
Right.
And had 190 yards, dog. 190 yards on 53 passes.
Here's my thing, though. Is that him or is that the coach?
I mean, it's an organizational fail. Cause they really picked this nigga off the street 2 weeks ago and was like, we gonna start him on national TV on Monday night.
I felt like that game was practice for him.
It felt worse than practice.
It was practice. Like, listen, we're gonna go out here and run these quarterback drills. We're just gonna focus on the pass plays. Well, Adrian's like, yo, I'm trying to get some yards this season though. He was like, see, I feel what you're saying. You know what? We just want you to relax. We know you're still grieving. Freeman, run another pass play. Hey, I need you to get these plays down.
Hey, man. Josh Freeman was so terrible. This nigga played with a concussion for a quarter and a half and nobody knew. They just thought he was still playing the way he had been playing.
Man, it's the receivers, man. They was dropping some passes though. First half.
No,
come on, man, he a black man. You gotta fake it. You gotta be like,
yo, hey man, did you see it? Did you watch the game?
I saw the game, nigga. I was dying.
I was in my house like, what is this shit, man? This nigga was overthrowing dudes by like 10 yards and he was overthrowing people in the end zone, man. They had, I mean,
they 6'8". They can't jump up and get the ball, man.
Hey, man. if they was sitting in the second row, yes. hey, man. They was going for it on fourth and he was throwing uncatchable balls. Like, you know, on fourth down, you supposed to at least throw it in the field of play so you can have a chance.
I'm just saying, man. You 6'8". You got to jump up and get it.
Hey man, look.
AJ Green would have went got the ball.
AJ Green had to jump 75 feet to get so deep.
I wonder if he says that to his receivers. AJ Green would have went got that.
Hey, and then the best part, I don't know who all saw it, but the best part of this game is after every incompletion, he would turn to the sideline and start talking to them like they fucking up. Like, he'd be like, oh, no, he's supposed to turn left, right? He's gonna turn left. Why he turning right? I'm like, no, nigga, you overthrew him even, no matter where he turned. No one could catch that. What are you doing, Josh? His passes were so off. He didn't even throw interceptions.
Man, I'm so disappointed. I wanted him to come in, even if he didn't know the routes. Like, cause I was told that as a football player, and on the offense, they just got certain plays everybody knows. Like, they automatic plays. You know what I mean? Like, it's just certain plays, it's standard plays. They've been teaching them since Pee Wee League. Like, these the plays. You could go out there and wing those plays. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I thought he was going to be able to deliver those. But hopefully when he gets back, he'll be able to do a little better.
This nigga had a QBR of 6.1, quarterback rating of 40.6. He only threw one pick because the balls were so uncatchable. And he only got sacked once.
Listen, I ain't mad at him.
I mean, you can't be mad. I mean, it really was. It looked like even before the concussion, he just shouldn't have been out there.
He got his check, man. That's all he wanted was one more year.
Oh, man.
He just wanted one more year.
Look, man. That was one of the most comical second halves of football. And I feel bad for Lavin because then they was like, he got a concussion. I was like, oh, well, maybe that explains. But, like, he didn't play good the whole game anyway. But, nigga, them motherfucking passes were so far off. I blame the coaches because they were so unprepared. They couldn't tell that he just had a concussion. Man. That's how bad it was. They were just like, man, I don't know.
Well, they play the Vikings next week. I mean, they play the Packers next week.
Yeah, but he might not start. So
it's not looking good in Minnesota.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, let's move on to some stories, man. We got a bunch of them. Brett Favre says he is not returning to the NFL.
I'm actually shocked.
Yeah, I'm shocked too that Vincent Young's phone didn't ring before niggas thought about calling Brett Favre.
And that's what I was gonna say. Like, I'm shocked they actually tried to reach out to this 45-year-old man with no ankles, tight ass Wrangler jeans, harassment suits, sexual harassment suits still pending.
Yeah.
That they trying to sweep under the rug.
Yeah, how you gonna call him? That didn't even make sense. Like, I was like, oh, like, Jeff Garcia at least called the Browns and was like, y'all want me to try out? They calling Brett Favre like, hey, man, you trying to play on the Rams? He's like, no, man. Stop. Can't y'all see I'm just trying to keep my wife with me after all this dick I put on the internet? She ain't gonna let me play no more, man. Did you know there's a D2 football game where it's gonna have 4 women refs?
Nice.
I'm actually
happy about that, man.
Yeah, me too, except I would hate to be one of those coaches. Cause you ain't never winning an argument with a woman. Like, you think it was hard to win an argument with the male refs? A woman ref? Nigga, you gonna lose. Listen, he wasn't holding. You got a little dick. What? My dick ain't got nothing to do with this. Maybe you need to start. Maybe you need to start taking care of your kids better. What kind of discussion is this? I just want to know why you threw a flag.
Oh man, yo, they gonna be making calls. I'm not even gonna go there with the women refs. Mm-hmm. I hope they wear the tightest of the tightest uniform.
Well, they got a picture of them and they all black and they pretty, you know, a couple of them pretty cute, man.
I hope after they make calls, they do the same like celebrations that the refs do in baseball, a little theatrical with it.
Well, I think I like the thing that's funny about this, like in all seriousness, they're probably like, I always hate when shit like this happens, not because of the women or anything like that or some type of male macho shit about our sports. I just hate that everyone's gonna act like anything they do is representative of all women. So like we'll watch a game and refs make bad calls all the time. But if a woman makes a bad call, it's gonna be like, this is why we don't need to let them even ref the game. I mean, damn, it's probably the worst officiated game of all time. It's like, come on, guys. Y'all know y'all doing that because they're women. Remember when we had the replacement officials in the NFL, like, last year?
He's doing better than the regular refs.
And people was, like, shitting on them. I was like, yo, these refs pretty good. These refs are the worst refs ever. They blew it at one game. The next game, like, another game got blown, but the real refs was back and people were fine with it. I was like, I don't get y'all.
My only concern is because football is such a violent sport, and those guys, if you're on the field, you're on the field, and I don't want one of those women to get ran over and hurt.
Or sexually assaulted, because you know us men can't handle ourselves. Yep. So, you know, they might just tackle them and just start humping on them. Cause I mean, it's a man and they're a woman. It'll be fine. It'll be fine. It's not like the other refs when they get ran over, like they all hop back up.
Funny to me then.
Yeah, they all hop
like too. When they get hurt, it's funny.
So you'll feel bad because a woman got ran over?
Yeah, I don't want to see her get ran over.
Ah, that'll be fine.
I'll just think about my niece or somebody getting ran over out there on the field. If one of those refs get ran over, I'll think about Jerry White or somebody. Like ran him the fuck over.
Personally, I would like to see them make this the most horrible game of all time. Like, that would be hilarious.
I just want one of their titties to accidentally come out.
Like, the funniest possible outcome of this game would be if these refs were terrible. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not rooting for that, but I'm just saying the funniest thing possible from this game would be if these refs, like, didn't even know the rules. Cause I think that's what these chauvinist worst fears is that these women don't even know, like the refs are gonna be like, beep. The one where he goes over the line, not, you know, the blue line, not the yellow one. And like, he throws the ball, but you're not supposed to throw it. Cause I think he's the quarterback. Is he the quarterback? He's the quarterback.
Man.
Like, I feel like that's what all these douchebag dudes think is going to happen.
Yo, Evo says, or if Big Ben will be out there to try to race.
No, stop. That wouldn't be funny.
It wouldn't be funny.
That wouldn't be funny at all.
But will it be a flag on the play?
Yeah, that wouldn't be funny. Why? How come you can see that in the chat and I can't? That's weird. My chat hasn't moved since 2:37. I guess I need to refresh. Hey, I'm going to refresh, y'all. Give me 1 second. I don't even know how you saw that. Bring it right back.
If Big Ben is out there, if they're one of those women, because they're quicker responses, they'll probably say, I hope you like prison food.
Yeah, let me hold on. I don't know if they can hear you. I gotta put myself back on screen. And we're back. All right, cool. All right. But yeah, I don't think at least I don't want to see no Big Ben around no women in my presence.
I don't know around any woman.
Nothing funny about
not
that.
Even his family.
Yeah. That's worse than Mike Vick and the dogs for sure. Like, Mike Vick can own a dog again, but I don't know if Vick does any excuse for Ben Roethlisberger to be around women ever. Mike Miller is considering suing the Heat.
What?
Yeah. Not for his money, which he should be thanking him for, because remember, he got that contract because he played good in like two games of the finals.
Man, right.
He is suing the Heat because they set him up with a con man.
The Heat organization or
the Heat organization,
someone from their organization that he may have had a personal relationship with.
He's filing a $1.7 million lawsuit against his former team. Miller isn't considering you suing for unpaid wages or bonus money, though. He believes the Heat are responsible for paying him money he lost in a failed business relationship with a con man who used his connection with the Heat organization to gain Miller's trust. Apparently somebody introduced him to this dude and shit went bad. According to the lawsuit, Miller was introduced to a con man named Hadir Zafar. Nigga, that sound like a con man.
Maybe Mike Miller was thinking, well, he's not from Nigeria, so I should be good.
At the time, Zafar had purchased $3 million worth of courtside seats from the Heat. But was delinquent.
How much again? Say that.
$3 million.
Wait, what? Say that.
How many seats is that?
Is that one?
How many games?
Is that one?
To infinity?
Is that one seat?
Wait, $3 million? $3 million? Do you get a blowjob with that? Fuck. What is worth $3 million? Do they give you like a family?
Is this a lifetime?
What is that?
For myself, my children,
$3 million?
Their children, my children's children's children.
There's nothing in the world involving a basketball game that's worth $3 million that isn't on the court. Like maybe LeBron James.
Did that come with a wife?
$3 million.
A house? Is he own part of the team now?
But he was delinquent on payments. Miller claimed Weber or urged him to meet Zafar, and the two agreed on a business deal that ended with Zafar defrauding Miller out of $1.7 million. Miller claims that Zafar then used $700,000 of that stolen money to pay out part of his debt to the Heat. The key allegation in Miller's lawsuit is not that Weber introduced him to Zafar, but that he did so knowing full well that Zafar was a shady con man who was very likely looking to steal from Miller. Prior to introducing Zafar to Miller and prior to representing that Zafar was a suitable business and investment partner, the Heat and Weber had a duty to fully investigate whether that patron was, in fact, a suitable partner. Upon discovering information that would have led a reasonable person to conclude that Zafar was a fraud, the Heat and Weber had a duty to notify Miller, instead continuing to endorse Zafar. Due to the acts and omissions of the Heat and Weber, Zafar was able to steal a large amount of money from Miller. That's going to be interesting to see how that plays out.
Man, Mike Miller not getting a dime of that money back.
Yeah. Is he off the team?
He wasting money.
Suing. Is he off the team or is he still on the team?
That I don't know. I thought, I thought they signed him, but then they didn't let him go. They let him go. Like somehow they got him off the team over the summer.
Maybe this is the way that the Heat got their money back for these dudes that didn't need to be on the roster.
For Beasley and them. Like that's what I thought. They got rid of him for to make room for Beasley.
Cause you know who else got defrauded, but they not suing? James Jones and Rashard Lewis. So basically all the 3-point shooters on the team except Ray Allen got pimped out their money.
You think they owe the Heat money? Rashard Lewis and James Jones and them. They owe the Heat money. They can't sue. The Heat probably was like, you know what we did for y'all, right?
Yeah, you welcome for that championship.
But you know what white privilege, Mike Miller, like, hell no.
Yeah.
Give me my money. The other thing is, I mean, they had to know this dude for him to get all three of those players.
Yeah, yeah. They definitely must have endorsed him. I mean, but, you know, it's just white people be suing. That's really all it is to it.
Man, black people. I need more white friends.
Black people be like, man, I just took an L. Mike Miller was like, no, goddammit. No, son of a bitch. I'm suing everybody. I bet Mike Miller got real white then.
And here's the other thing.
He probably stopped talking and all that bonics and everything.
What did Jones and Lewis think would happen from this meeting with this dude that they was meeting with?
Dog, as soon as, listen, man. As soon as you say, my name is Hader Zafar, I'm like, me Nova, dog.
Right.
It's, you're not, yeah, I just need 1.7 million. Shh.
You had me a hello.
We're done here.
You had me a hello and saying goodbye.
Yeah. Hey. I'm going to walk right up to Weber like, man, the fuck kind of chicken shit organization you running? Try to get me to give $1.7 million to a nigga named Zafar. Like, I don't think so.
He had contracts on napkins.
Yeah. He's looking like Dr. Nazis from fucking Boardwalk Empire and shit.
Right.
Nah, I'm good.
You just a nigga with a dictionary.
Right. He gonna be like, the Libyans. nope. I'm good. I mean adjourn.
You think he said, welcome, my brother?
Yeah. The Negro courtside seats are no longer brooking any ignorance.
He probably tried to sell them tickets to the game and they fell for it.
Yeah.
It was like, you know, we got these extra courtside seats. See, the league didn't give y'all these seats. They give your family and friends the seats high up in the stadium. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm giving you an opportunity to get in and purchase on this half a seat. And so, was it courtside? No, it's not courtside, but it's real close to courtside.
See, when I look in the rafters, I see all of our Libyan brothers. Am I right, Rashad and James? Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Mike, you too, Mike. I'm sorry. I'll take 1.7 million of yours. Fuck that shit.
Rashad was like, man, I put $500 on it.
Right. That's why they not suing. Them niggas is like, man, you can have like $1,000. I hope this shit turn into something. But you can have my $1,000. I'm not parting with no 1.7 million.
Yeah, I got a coke.
They probably was in on it. They probably was part of, they probably all got some of Mike money. Like, how much you give him? I gave him 500K. Yeah, I wish I could give him more, man, but you know, I ain't making that much, so I only gave him $1 million. How much you gonna give him, Mike? I mean, you the money, man. I give him 1.7. Shit.
That's all?
Yeah. Man, he talking about, we gonna get a 1,000-fold return on this. Man, I wish I had more money to give him. Mike. Well, what you get this year, 1.7? Man, I'll put that whole shit on there, dog. If I was you.
I mean, I was going to use that money to, you know, for back surgery.
Yeah. Man, you about to come up.
Man, shit. You invest in this, you can just buy you a whole new back.
Yeah.
They'll take your old back out and put a new one in.
Yeah. Soon as Mike leave. Thank you, my Libyan brothers. We're about to prosper off this white man's proceeds. Oh man.
Poor little Mikey.
Mm-hmm.
Don't go chasing waterfalls, Mike.
Yep. You won't get broke like that, man. he gonna be too proud to beg for some of his money back. He gonna be begging for that 1.6. your boy Brandon Merriweather. The man who needs to learn how to tackle, he got his suspension reduced, man. He was supposed to get suspended for 2 games, got it reduced to 1 game without pay.
Did the kicker get a game yet though?
I don't know. I haven't heard any news about that.
Right.
But I'm gonna say I'm tired of people making that comparison because the kicker only did it once.
It doesn't matter.
Brandon Merriweather, like, he did the shit like 3 or 4 times. Like, to me, this is the Dominican Sue argument that people keep using, where it's like, yeah, but so-and-so hit a dude hard one time. It's like, yeah, but Dominican Sue done did shit every time. Yeah,
but those are the two extremes. I mean, you want to get an extreme out there to pull your point. Mm-hmm. You know, those are some outliers, but there's other guys who...
Did the kicker get fined or anything?
That's what I'm saying. I want him...
Oh, I don't know.
Like, I want something to happen, because it's helmet to helmet.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, at the end of the day, it's just helmet to helmet. And if that's the message you're trying to send as a league, send that message. It doesn't matter if it's the kicker.
Yeah, I just think,
if I'm the league, you have to do it.
And not just that, but like, this nigga's a Bama, cause he keeps forgetting that his head is part of the shit too. Like, unlike other players that hurt people, yep, who have techniques to hurt people.
Yep.
Like Rodney Harrison and shit.
Right.
This nigga's technique to hurt you hurts him too. It's the, yep, dumbest technique I ever seen, man. It's like, I'm gonna hit you in the head with my head. It's like, nigga, we both knocked out.
Cause now he's saying four goalposts.
Yeah. I don't get this dude, man. Like, if you're gonna hurt people, man, like, be smart. That's all I ask. I'm not even gonna act like it's all so terrible to try to hurt somebody.
And the kicker is the one job I would allow my son to have if he was a football player. I'd be like, you can play, man. You just gotta be the kicker.
Mm-hmm.
We don't kick in Pee Wee football these days. Listen, unless you're gonna be the kicker, I don't see you putting on pads and going out there, son. You can talk to the coach, see if he can make a new position just for you. Well, they don't kick the ball off and they don't do any kicks.
Right.
Hey, listen, I'll help you pass out water during the games, dude. but you're not getting on the field.
Dude's just a loser, man. Like, y'all, the other problem with this is that the Redskins defense sucks anyway. So it's not even like he getting some type of reputation to like the hard-nosed Redskins defense. He just hurting people randomly and people being like, why you do that?
Well, see, that's for the next game when they have to play him again. It's serving two purposes. Mm-hmm. It gets him out this game so he don't have to work as hard.
Yeah, the next game when they put up 40 more points on this nigga. Like, he's not good, man. Like, you need to, like, you know what it is, Justin? You need to also be good.
Right.
If you're gonna hurt people. Yeah. Where it's like, you know, as much as like people are like, oh, you know, Ray Lewis hit that dude and it was kind of looked like a cheap shot. He also hits you with regular shots that hurt like shit too.
Right.
And those are the ones that make you be like, I'm not going over the middle.
Yeah. Ray does stand up, wrap his man up, tackles with a running back running at him full speed, and Ray just standing there.
Right.
And turns the running back in the other direction.
Right. And then like one out of every seven of those, he will hit you in a way that you go, I don't think that was clean. but Merriweather is like, he gonna miss you six times. And then the one time he connects his helmet to helmet. It's like, dog, what are you doing out here? You just hurting yourself. The finals for the NBA is getting switched back to 2-2-1-1-1. Good.
Okay.
I like that.
I'm okay with that. Yeah.
This should have never switched to 2-3-2.
And hopefully it extends the season.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I like more NBA during the summer. What else you gonna do? You're not watching baseball.
So I think our first show, we covered that Greg Jennings was talking shit about the Packers.
Yep.
Well, he decided that he was just messing around this summer and he respects the Packers now. To which I say, this is what happens when you get a taste of Josh Freeman.
Mm-hmm.
He felt that the ass whooping is coming on Sunday and he started thinking about it and he said, it felt different being overthrown by 10 yards on every play. I remember when I played with Aaron Rodgers and I would turn around, the ball would already be in my hands.
Yo, I'm trying not to get hit in the chest.
Yeah. I think I'm gonna apologize. So yeah, not a huge look.
You can't go back home though, Greg. You can't.
Yeah. It's too late.
You can't click your heels and go back home.
They'll forgive you, but they won't forget. Derrick Rose, speaking of forgiving and forget, he told Russell Westbrook, don't rush back. Everybody knows Russell Westbrook is hurt. Derrick Rose is finally back after taking 7 years off. And he's, his advice to Russell Westbrook is, don't rush back on the field, man. Take your time. He says, he's the only one that knows his body. There's no need to force anything. Attack every day of rehab like it's your last day. Get everything you can get out of it every day. I feel like this is kind of what Derrick Rose has to say.
Yeah, he said don't worry about all the fan mail.
And Derrick Rose can never, can Derrick Rose ever tell anybody to walk anything off? Ever? Like, if he's in a pickup game and a dude obviously flops and is like, oh, my ankle, foul, my ball, can he ever be like, come on, man up?
Nope. He's always, let's shoot for it. Ball don't lie. I will say this, though. I don't want Westbrook to play just so I can see his outfits at courtside.
They will be good.
Like, I would look forward to that. Like, if that, I would watch those games, just so I can see his outfits.
I just don't want, I just don't want him to start listening to Derrick Rose, is all I'm saying. I would like to see him sometime this year. And I think Derrick Rose will have him come back in like 2015.
But can you imagine 82 games of never repeating the same outfit of Michael Westbrook, though?
It would be good, but I would get,
I mean, Russell Westbrook?
Yeah, I would get tired of it, but it would be good.
82 games?
Yeah, it would be.
I don't know that you would get tired.
It would definitely be a tumbler, like, attached to it. Like, it would be a big deal, but at the same time, I would get tired of not seeing my homie, because, you know, I'm a big Russell Westbrook fan.
I like him, too.
So, like, me not seeing him on the court takes away a major, you know, major fun point in the year.
I can see I can see him having his own Twitter.
Yeah, Russell Westbrook outfit would definitely have his own Twitter. I will say this, too, to add to your point. My agenda of Kevin Durant is needs Russell Westbrook would be served well by him sitting out for a long time.
Yep.
Cause I've been on that from day one, and people try to tell me that Russell Westbrook holding Kevin Durant back somehow.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going to see, niggas. Like, that shit'll be cute for like a month if Kevin Durant like wins player of the month and all his stats go up. If we get to January and these niggas be losing some games and KD start looking around like, nigga, I got 40. What y'all gonna do?
You think he still think that Ibaka sign was a good extension? That give that man all his money?
Yeah. Cause you know, James Harden's grow on trees.
Yep. Just giving Nigerians all the money.
Give them all the money.
I don't know the series from Nigeria, but you know.
Neither is Haydad Zafar, but you know,
hey, from Africa, you near the, you closer than I am.
Come on,
y'all got cousins.
Gotta get these jokes off, man. Vitali Klitschko is trying to run for president of Ukraine.
Makes sense.
He's the heavyweight title holder.
It makes sense. I mean,
here's what I like about it.
How this meeting's gonna go?
Yeah, that's what I was gonna say. Not just his meetings. I want to know what's it gonna be like at the UN. Listen. President Klitschko, we suspect Ukraine of several human rights. Let me go, man. Get up off me. Why you gotta stand up? Sit down, man. Sit down. I'm talking to you.
The translator will have to translate that first.
Oh, that's
true. So the translator will be like, please, President Klitschko, can you pretty please, you know, not make any more nuclear weapons, please. I'm not accusing you of having any nuclear weapons. I'm just saying, if you did, could you please, pretty please, would you like something to drink?
right.
Would you like to relax a little?
Shortest meetings ever.
Could you please? And Chris goes like, you tell me what to do. You say please. Only my wife say please to me.
Yeah, you gonna have him in there drinking vodka and shit. Greg Oden made his debut for the Heat. Played 3 minutes and 59 seconds of a preseason game. Caught the ball one time, turned around and dunked it, to which I said, eight.
Pat eight. Riley don't learn, man.
You got eight more games, Pat Riley.
Pat Riley don't learn. What you think Coach Spo trying to prove? What point is he trying to prove?
Don't spend them all in one place.
What is...
And they did it as a surprise. Did you know that?
Right.
Only people that knew he was going to play were the announcers and him.
Spo, what are you trying to prove, man?
Yeah, dog.
You don't like it in Miami or something? LeBron can't say, you know what it is? Spo know LeBron ain't coming back. And Spo trying to set his contract up. So when LeBron gone, he gone. And he can go wherever LeBron go because they cool now.
Eight. That's all you need to know from that, man.
Three whole minutes. He might need surgery now.
Dog, I know they're gonna be. I know Greg be going to bed tonight.
He cry himself to sleep. It pays.
I know he be waking up in the middle of the night and like yanking the covers off his knee. Like, is it swollen? Is it swollen? Oh, it's just a dream. Just another dream.
I bet he wished Michael Jackson's doctor wasn't in jail so that he could hire him.
Yeah.
On staff. So he know he would get the pain medication he needed. Like,
you know, he be staring at his knees. like the signs for werewolf. You know what I mean? Like, oh, is it swelling? It look, hey man, can you look at my knee? My knee look a little bit bigger than it was 5 minutes ago. Greg, your knee is fine. It looks fine to me. You sure, man?
It looked like it always do.
Go to sleep, Greg. Come on. Damn, we got practice in the morning. All right, man.
Practice.
I apologize. My bad.
Practice. How my knee supposed to survive practice? We talking about game film or we talking about running up and down the court practice? Because my eyes can handle practice, but my knees can't.
How my knees supposed to get better by practicing? Huh?
How I'm supposed to play 8 more games? Hey, you talking about put me out there on the court on practice.
For a preseason game. Not a real regular season game. A preseason game.
How the hell you think I'm supposed to memorize a play and practice when I'm thinking about my knees?
Hey, man. But don't you feel like whoever his bunkmate is, like, look, man, just go to sleep. Shit. Okay? All right, man. I'm sorry.
What kind of
man? Hey, man, I got a question. I'm about to go to sleep. Greg, what is it? And man, can you look at my knee real quick and see if it's swelling up a little bit, man? You think it's swelling up a little bit? For the last time, Greg, shit. It's not swelling. Just go to sleep.
What kind of medical staff you think they got at every day? Like, is it just like your general EMT or is it surgeons?
James Andrew watch all Greg Oden's games,
they
dog.
They got surgeons at the games, man. They had to fly out to every game with them.
Man, you know that nigga be, you know his knees probably be down feeling like hot ice and metal, jagged metal and shit every time he get done playing, dude. He probably got put oil on his knees like the Tin Man from the Wizard of Oz and shit, man.
Man, you know when Greg, agent was negotiating that contract, they was like, yeah, we'll get you a surgeon. I know just a surgeon, Dr. Nick from, The Simpsons. You seen him before, right? Yeah, he's a perfect surgeon. He does it all. Nah, I don't really watch The Simpsons, but, I mean, if you say, you know, the Simpsons recommend him, I mean, he's been around for 300 episodes. Okay.
Man, and the worst part is like, he can't even get on his knees to pray for his knees. Like, he can't even pray for his own knees.
He called Ray Lewis to pray for him.
Yeah. That's the key. Ray Lewis be scaring his knees into working right. Yo, speaking of scaring them into working right, did you hear this rumor that the neighbor of Dan Snyder bought the rights to the name, the Washington Bravehearts? Aris Mardirosian, a wealthy patent investor who lives a few doors down from Dan Snyder, registered the name Washington Bravehearts on October 17th. A patent license per TMC is for the entertainment in the nature of football games. So maybe he's planning on selling it
to Dan?
To Dan,
because like, they had a drink. You think they had over cocktails discussing the new name and
maybe
he was like, you know, how much could I get? How much for patenting the Bravehearts? Oh, you think about the Bravehearts? I'll check on that for you. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, no one has it. I'll patent this.
Hit him with that Nigerian scheme, dog. Caught him slipping. Patent that shit before he could.
Poor reservation.
Here's my question, man.
Native Americans. Hey, man, they'll never get that name changed.
Here's my question, dog. Is Bravehearts like actually more offensive because Mel Gibson is a dude that played a guy in face paint that was a Braveheart, and that was for like Ireland? Not Native America.
Here's the other thing too. Not just in his movies, but in his personal life.
Yeah.
He don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah. Seems like a force. But I don't know.
Here's the thing I wonder with Dan. not just will he change the name, but will he also change the logo? Cause I could see Dan changing the name and still try to keep the logo.
Mm-hmm.
I could see him doing it.
Yeah, I don't.
Cause the Bravehearts.
Yeah, that like, I look at the picture and I'm like, the picture more offensive than the word Redskin.
Cause I could see him saying, oh, they're Bravehearts, they're brave Native Americans.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the warriors, you know, oh, just brave. Yeah, what part of all of this is offensive?
Yeah, I feel like they just should, like, change it. Like, Wizards has nothing to do with bullets, if you know what I'm saying.
Yep.
Just walk away. It's okay to walk away and be like, that was a time when we used to do this, and now we do this now. We do something different. I would just, like, completely walk away from the shit, because it seems like it's becoming a big-ass headache, and nobody really is on their side anymore, so just walk away. Greg Schiano says they'll win plenty of games playing Buccaneer football. To which I say,
you're talking about
being coached by somebody else,
he's talking about paper football?
They'll win plenty of games playing Buccaneer football. He said, we'll win our share, don't worry.
Has he ever simulated a season with the Bucs and saw the outcome?
We just need to go out there and play Buccaneer football, take care of the ball, play penalty free football. When we do that, we're a good football team. We'll win plenty of games. Hopefully that starts Thursday night. Well, guess what? It did not start Thursday
Maybe
night.
Maybe he thinks he's still giving talks to college fans. No disrespect to you college fans out there. Yeah. Felder.
Shout out to Mike Felder.
But you can't just run around here saying that NFL fans are like, no, nigga, we want to win now. We not out here trying to get the boosters to give more money so we can get better recruits.
Local and New York City police took a West Haven man into custody Wednesday on threatening and breach of peace charges for comments he allegedly made via Twitter about the New York Mets. Erin Leroux, 42, is scheduled to be arraigned in Superior Court in Milford. Police said Leroux used Twitter to make threats against New York Mets executives, players, and coaches. He also made a specific threat to Citi Field, the ballpark where the Mets play.
Damn you, Black Twitter.
Why would
you? Isn't he white, though?
Yeah, he's white. Well, why would you do that? Like, the Mets are not going to win the championship, guys.
You know what I would do,
though? You knew that when you said I'm a Mets fan.
You know what I would do, though? Is I would get a copy of some of those message boards, like YouTube message comments,
mm-hmm.
and be like, hey, everybody does it just for fun.
What you mean?
Like, people say what they want.
Oh.
Because you've seen some of the
comments. Oh, you mean if you were his lawyer, you bring him to trial and be like, look at this comment. It called so-and-so a faggot. That dude didn't do anything. So it's just all a joke. Everybody does it.
Right. That's the only defense. Because otherwise, what?
Yeah.
What else can you say to defend?
But if you make a specific threats like, I'm going to kill your family, or
they say that on
the I'm a bomb the stadium. Like, those are criminal actions.
They say that on YouTube comments.
Okay, well.
You've seen the YouTube comments. They're very specific. Like, I will take a rusty stick. I will melt, you know, like this, and I will take it and rev it up your asshole.
I don't know.
Let it sit there for.
I don't know what videos you watch. So I'm I don't just know. Saying. It might be different.
They specific. Or, you know, you come on, Rod.
Mike Vick is the most hated player in football again.
Really?
He won a survey taken by some poll place that he's the most disliked football player. Matt, who do you think came in second?
Tony Romo?
Monty Teo. Who the fuck did this poll, man?
Man. Don't have it. I didn't even know he was in the league. I thought he got cut.
And I like that Ben Roethlisberger is fourth.
Right. That's what I'm sitting there thinking. Like, I thought it was going to be that guy. Not even Romo, the guy that ran over his teammate and killed him, the drunk driving guy for Dallas.
Yeah, for Dallas. Don't nobody know his name. He was like a lineman.
Yeah, like just.
GM poll, two things came out of the general manager's poll in the NBA. One, the Heat will be the champions.
It's the year LeBron. You have to go with the Heat.
LeBron will be the MVP. And Kevin Love wins the doing the most with the least amount of athletic talent award, aka the white guy award. So those things happen. Did you know this dude wrote an article calling Tiger Woods a cheater?
No.
Golf is a gentleman's game. The analyst Brando Chambly apologized to Tiger Woods via Twitter on Tuesday for a golf.com column he wrote last week, insinuating that Woods was a cheater for his various rules transgressions this year. Now I can see if he said he's a cheater on these white women, because that makes sense. Mm-hmm. We know that to be true. But to say he cheats in golf on purpose and shit in a gentleman's game, you can't be doing that, man. Tiger probably was mad as shit.
You know what? You know, and I don't know why. Like, I would handle it the same way I handle everything else. Mm-hmm. Fuck your rules and fuck your opinion. Unless they call it in from their house on their sofa, I'm going to keep out here messing up these drops.
Tiger was probably sitting there like, we're sitting here. And I'm supposed to be a franchise golfer. And we're here talking about cheating. Not the match. Not the actual match that we go out every day that I play for, that I die for. But we're talking about cheating. How the hell am I supposed to make my caddy better and the PGA Tour better by cheating?
Not cheating on my wife. Cheating. Not how it affects my family. When we're talking about golf. We're talking about where I let the ball drop. Not my putter swing. Not the check in the water in the comments. None of those.
I'm not talking about going into Denny's, picking up a 300-pound waitress, banging her behind the garbage cans. Talking about cheating.
Not how rehab met my accommodations and built my own private wing.
Not the macaroni and cheese that I make my children when I have to see them by themselves.
Not the scars I got from being abused by a woman. All because she was upset. Not the scars. Not that. Not all these racist ass comments from my colleagues. Guys that I've had in my house.
Here's his actual quote, which is not far off from what we've been saying. When I was in fourth grade, I cheated on a math test. And when I got the paper back, it had 100 written at the top. And just below the grade was this quote. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. It was an off-quoted line from the epic poem Marmion by Sir Walter Scott. Oh, wait. No, this got to be Chambly. No way Tiger would have said this much. Tiger be saying like one line, it'd just be ether.
Yeah, Tiger was like, silly hoe.
Yeah.
Tiger was like, I keep it on the down low so that no one else will know.
I don't play with any scrubs. But yeah, this dude basically accused Tiger of cheating and then he apologized. Pop shit apologized, ass nigga. Speaking of pop shit and apologize, did you hear about this team that in high school that beat another team 91-0?
Yes.
In Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And people was like, somebody was like, is bullying?
I didn't get that part of it. Just saw the score.
They accused the coach of bullying after they won 91-0. And then the coach was like, I guess I could have played differently. But like, if you watch the game, his team was running it, so the clock would keep running and shit. And the other team was coming out throwing the ball and shit. So I was like, also just let y'all score? Like, what kind of shit is this?
That's the thing. He should come out there and be like, I teach my boys to win. We play the game, play to win. And thank you.
Yeah. Step your game up, bitch. kind of shit? Y'all bully. People say everything is bullying now, man. It's not bullying.
They want everybody to get trophies and awards. Somebody has to lose.
Yeah, you got. And sometimes you get your ass whooped.
Yeah, at the end of the year, it'll just be, you'll still just see that loss on the column. They won't. Well, yeah. You know what? That type of score, they should put an asterisk in the score next to that loss.
Yeah.
Like, their record should be whatever it's going to be, you know, 6-6 this year, star 91-0 for one of their games.
They played their second and third string players the final two quarters, and they still won 91-0. Your team fucking sucks. There's a lesson to be learned in that. Don't turn your kids into pussy. Just be like, you got your ass whooped.
Yep.
Got to do better.
Talk to them about going to practice.
Yeah, it feels terrible to get your ass whooped. Do better in practice.
Yep. Or maybe football isn't their sport. Try something different.
Play golf, something. Do better in school. I don't know what to tell you, man, but right. Goddamn, it's not, you're not supposed to just be like, you're bullies? You beat us in a sport.
What advice you think Derrick Rose would give them? Just sit out and wait till you guys get just your sit confidence out till back.
He'd be like, just sit out until you graduate from college and then go get a real job. Because it's not worth it. I already said Josh Freeman might have a concussion. Feel like there's got to be more.
Grambling, you know, they had.
Oh, yeah, I do got that story here somewhere. Yep, Grambling. Grambling apparently had the players be like, man, we not playing because our facilities is all fucked up. We got mold and shit. The weight room is all old and decrepit. Doug Williams went out and like raised money so they could get some new gym flooring and stuff. And almost out of spite, the school was like, fuck that shit. We're going to take it and lock up all the good shit you can see. We're going to lock it up in the storehouse, and then y'all still got to practice in terrible facilities. So the players just said, we're not playing. So they actually boycotted one game. I think they're back now.
Yeah, they played.
Yeah, but it was a big deal.
And I think the only reason they played because they threatened their scholarships behind it, which, God damn it, they need to review these contracts they signing.
You know what's funny is, like, this is be the only time people care about an HBCU this year. So.
Can you get a lawyer to sign your scholarship to a college to review it and be like, yeah, I need to make some addendums here. I need to change this and that. Like, it's because it's not an agent. It's a lawyer you're paying. Can you do that?
I don't think so.
They probably should look into that.
I feel like they got so much shit in them rules to fuck with you.
I'm just saying.
They probably thought of everything.
If I'm number one recruit in the nation, signing day, I'm number one recruit. I got my lawyer work out some deals for my scholarship.
Well, if you're number one recruit signing day, you're definitely not going to Grambling.
I mean, I'm just saying, not just them, but any school I go to. Like, yeah. I need some concessions. Even if it's just fucking green M&Ms on game day, I need some concessions.
Well, yeah, they, I guess.
James,
they're back, but like, did they get anything?
Nope. They even, cause they asked, they requested like even the president or the, you know, that person be fired.
And nothing happened?
Right.
That makes sense. The Spurs signed, Josh Howard to a non-guaranteed deal, which means Josh Howard's gonna average 12 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists for the year, man.
I bet you his deal also has extra drug testing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And specifically not even for performance enhancing.
Mm-hmm. For weed?
Cause
remember when he was at that game and they had recorded him and he was talking about smoking weed, right, and some type of patriotic shit about America. It was like some weird shit.
Right.
And I was like, this nigga high as fuck. Yeah, he high right now. Like, he, the audacity.
Right.
Like, this is a terrible idea, Josh.
And you know what he said when he had a meeting with the execs? Don't listen to me, I'm high.
Yeah. Nigga, I was high.
Right.
How you gonna bring up old shit?
Right. Like, that's exactly what he said in that meeting. So listen, Josh, we want to talk to you about these comments you made on
that happened years ago. No, Josh, it was last week. It was last week. We had the cameras right here. You were at a game. I didn't even go to that game. Shit. What day is it? Tuesday. I'm almost out of weed.
It was like, it's hump day.
Yeah. It's Wednesday already. I'm almost out of weed again. I mean, the weed I don't smoke. Because I'm not high right now.
I mean, my prescription medication.
Yeah. Well.
That I roll up.
Yeah, I don't know. They cut Sam Young and Corey Maggette for this.
But Delonte West doesn't have a job? He can't get a job.
Well, he was carrying guns and shit, though. That's a little
but
different.
He showed up to practice on time.
This nigga was riding around like Mad Max.
He was responsible.
That nigga was riding around like Sam Crow.
He ran a program to take care of certain players' parents if they needed assistance.
Come on, man.
I'm just saying, he was a teammate. He had his team back.
Dog, Delonte West was riding around like he was like the damn Terminator was coming for his ass, man.
He was like, that's my shooting guard, man.
You can't be crazy and carry around guns with you all the time, man. You had to pick one of the two, man, in the NBA.
He was just going through some adjustment changes with the medication dosage.
Well, he's switching from 9mm to hollow tips.
Right.
Shit.
I blame the cop that pulled him over, man.
Nah, that man was just doing his job.
No.
If you see this nigga riding down the street and you don't pull him over, you should get fired immediately.
He wasn't bothering nobody.
You should get fired. Like, it should be mandatory if you're a police officer and you be like, is that Delonte West?
Man, listen.
Whoop, whoop. Can I talk to you for a second?
I'm going
to
tell you something. If GMs didn't see the YouTube rap video in the drive-thru of the chicken,
yeah,
and didn't realize then he had issues,
yeah,
keep him in the lead. You might as well keep him in the lead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If you can see that video and be like, yeah, we're going to give Delonte West another chance. Like, he played in three other teams after that. You know what I'm saying?
I wonder if everybody has heard the KFC freestyle, man. Should we play some of it for him? Here,
yeah,
this is Delonte West in KFC drive-through, waiting to get some food
from his cousin.
Yeah,
that's working the drive-through.
From his cousin who works his drive-through. Keep in mind, Delonte West is a rich NBA player who probably can afford some KFC.
They ain't working
the
KFC, but he holding it down, dog.
Holding
they
got the us waiting.
They told us we got 18 minutes.
We might have been talking during the beginning.
First of all, you know you rich. Well, you can wait 18 minutes on some chicken for KFC.
That means they frying it special just for him.
Not just that. It means you are so rich, you can be 18 minutes late anywhere you want to go.
Yep.
Because anybody else would be like, I went to a fast food restaurant to get food fast. Delonte, like, 18 minutes? Yeah, we can wait.
And it's at night, and he got shades on.
Mm-hmm.
And this nigga said, okay. The next time a nigga said,
you know what, we should do one of them like Sonic commercials right now, like KFC jump.
His friend commented on the fact that we wait 18 minutes.
His friend what?
Commented was like, he agreed to wait 18 minutes.
Yeah.
Like I really don't want to be here, but he agreed, he driving his car, his money.
He rich, and I don't have a job.
All I got is his wife, Beetle.
Mm-hmm.
Frame homes are lifted from their foundations and carried hundreds of miles to the
center. What is he listening to, Farrakhan?
All right, here we go. We're getting to the beat part. Here
was he listening to Farrakhan in the background?
Oh, yeah, it got a little too serious, didn't it? Man, fuck that. All right,
here we go.
New
shit, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I'm sitting in the KFC parking lot. Man, I just spent a fat night. About $47. At the KFC, you better holler.
Holler.
You know my cousin work here.
Yeah.
Got the hook up every year. This shit ain't got the grilled chicken. I get the combo package with the original recipe. And a parfait. Strawberry, sometimes chocolate. And the apple pies, macaroni cheese. Raspberry what? Iced tea. Got the big jug. Check my mug. Check my swag. Put hot sauce in my bag. Hot sauce in my bag. Hot sauce in my bag. Hot sauce in my bag.
That extra is so good. Extra. Extra.
Hey, hot sauce in my bag. Hot sauce in my bag. Hot sauce in my bag.
That's so good.
And he's really jamming in the car too.
Yeah, they really are. I'm sure niggas behind them like, come on.
Extra. And I met this little girly girl. She said her name is Shawnee. Like they go with the places where they ballet. I said ballet. Yep, she said ballet. I said baby girl. My name is Delonte. And I don't do the ballet. I do motherfucking Mickey D. Any burger you want with cheese. I do Chipotle. She said Chipotle. Yep, baby girl, Chipotle. 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 Get burrito beans, right? Chipotle. Get some juice, napkins, little hot sauce. Sit down, eat Chipotle like a boss. Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Chipotle. Come on, watch your fucking police
shit,
nigga. Put the police
in. So I'm not playing the whole thing.
You notice nobody blew their horn to tell him to move.
I feel like he has license plate to say Delonte West.
And he literally was at the window this entire time. It's not like he was pulled off to the side.
Yeah, this is right in front of the drive-thru window. Everybody just understand, like, that's Delonte West waiting 18 minutes.
And he got re-signed after that.
Mm-hmm.
After this. He should still be in the league then. If you can see this video, which we know all the GM saw.
Yeah.
He should still be in the league. That's all I'm saying.
I would run through all 25 of these players, but for the NBA rank.
They're not important.
But we all know that it's null and void because there's really only one player that we should even discuss being on this list. The biggest, you know, sometimes people just need to try to, like, get some type of publicity from being salacious. So they go to the number one spot. They go to that player that everybody wants to know about. La 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 la. Hey Mamba. That's right. Kobe Bryant. He made the news this week for two things. Number one, the ESPN NBA like page rated the top like 100 players in the league or something like that, 500 players. At 25, they put Kobe Bryant. And you knew it was a size because this led their coverage of everything. They didn't talk about any of their other ranks, nothing. In 2012, he was ranked sixth. In 2013, he's 25. What? Why did y'all need to motivate him like this? Why?
Man, it's just somebody else trying to get their name in the paper. And they know if they wrote that story about Chris Paul, Dwayne Wade, it's not making news.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's not making news at all.
But yeah.
You write it about Kobe, you guaranteed to get some spotlight, dog. And Kobe not even the one that's making a big deal out of it.
Mm-hmm.
He recognized it. He addressing it in his own way, but he not making a huge deal. He not out here, you know, slandering reporters for continuing with this level of disrespect.
Right.
This guy should be fired.
I'm supposed to believe I would rather have Chris Bosh on my team than Kobe Bryant.
Right.
Come on, man.
Noah.
On, Roy Hibbert. I mean, no disrespect to these dudes.
John Wall.
John Wall is not the player Kobe Bryant is even right now. And this is for this year. Remember, this isn't for all time. This is just this year. This isn't for going forward in the future. This year, people think John Wall is going to have a better season than Kobe Bryant.
I will say this. Even with a bum leg, you know, because, you know, he had knee touched up, you know, Achilles. They still saying out of all 500 players in the NBA, he is still in the top 25.
Yeah, that's one way to look at
which is amazing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Kobe's still in the top 10. Like, when you made this list, you should have said, who's the top 10? Kobe, LeBron. Like, I can see you starting with LeBron since he just won the ring, and it's the year of LeBron. But right after that, then it's Kobe. You see what I'm saying?
Right. You want to impress me, put Dwayne Wade at 25.
Right.
Then we can have a discussion about what's really been going on.
And then from your top 10, you make it your top 5.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're trying to decide, is Kobe going to be first, second, or third? Like,
right. That's really where we're at with this.
You know what I'm saying? But
mm-hmm.
I could see maybe in that guy's ignorance, he's probably not really a he doesn't really know anything about
sports.
Well,
it's sports. Like Kobe said. They need to have their staff drug tested. And I agree. ESPN's got to have the staff drug tested.
But didn't you see what? But you saw. I saw you pull it up. Mm-hmm. What he did with his Twitter page.
Oh yeah, yeah. He changed it to 12/25.
Yeah, and that's to address the Lakers being ranked 12th
mm-hmm.
and him being ranked 25th.
Yep. But he says it's his dog's birthday. So maybe it could be that.
Man, how can you not love it?
Kobe has cut back on his rehab work. Kobe reduced his workload and is no longer jogging in the 20-minute burst that were held his progress a week ago. I was cranking it up the entire time I was in China. I've scaled back since just to let it heal up a little bit more and get a little more flexibility to it, he said Thursday. The Lakers said it was normal, the equivalent of pushing hard, then tapering off while Brian recovers from Achilles tendon surgery in April. The team declined to update his return timetable other than the initial one pegging his comeback between mid-October and mid-January. Safe to say, Brian won't be ready for the Lakers season opener Tuesday against the Clippers. Brian also acknowledged the tension with Dwight Howard, his teammate, for one unstable season until Howard bolted to Houston via free agency in July. They had an awkward coexistence, never an acrimonious one that Brian and Shaq endured, but it wasn't very comfortable either. We saw different ways of going about leading this team. Dwight wanted to do it one way. He felt like it was effective. I wanted to do it another way. It was constant tension in the second half of the season. So,
you know, I want Kobe to come back with to look like a cyborg. Like, I want him to get one of those colored contacts in his eye that just make his eye look like a cyborg,
like half Terminator face.
Right, like it's because I know during this offseason and once he starts to put his weight back on. From just being able to sit around and not being able to work out and do those things he wants to do,
mm-hmm.
even in that aspect, once he puts that, you know, extra 15 pounds back on that he lost, man, he's going to be a machine, man, because he's already a cyborg out here.
Yep, and good luck with the retiring your jersey, Dwight.
Yeah.
How about that? All right, this has been another episode of the Balls Deep Sports Premium Podcast of the Blackout Tips. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We'll be back next week with more sports to go balls deep into. Appreciate everybody that showed up in the chat and stuff like that. Y'all have a good one. Peace.